I read the article in the Mirror this morning, Jim, said a familiar voice from the far end of the room. Turning round, I found myself looking at one of the most loved and revered characters in show business, Eric Morecambe. Eric was sitting in the bay window of the cocktail bar with his driver. Come on over, let's have a chat, he said. I'd never actually met Eric before, though I knew of his connections with Morecambe, so to be invited to sit with him was really quite special for me. I muttered something about the article not bothering me. Though why should I lie to someone like Eric? I was talking to a man who was told he had no future in the business when he first teamed up with Ernie. Who was I fooling? Let me tell you something, Jim, said Eric. The most difficult thing to find in anyone's house is yesterday's newspaper. Such a simple observation, but coming from such a respected source, it gave me a totally new outlook on the press in particular, and public opinion in general. Actors are very popular people. Everybody likes talking to actors. I can almost sense the relief whenever I walk into a party. Meet Mike, he's an actor, says the host. And suddenly I'm surrounded by quantity surveyors, estate agents and school teachers all wanting to know what they might have seen me in. Most likely for the DHSS. Have I ever met anybody famous? Yeah, Coco the Clown at the opening of Bright and Tesco's when I was 6. And how I learn all those lines. What lines? And in all honesty, I like it. We all do. Because it's nice to be wanted. To have your views coveted and your jokes laughed at. It makes a change from all those blank faces and unreturned phone calls we get in our work. We may say we don't like talking about ourselves, but we're pretending. Everybody loves an actor. Unless, of course, you're asking them for car insurance.